Dearly beloved in Christ, compared to the number of saints in heaven, there are relatively few saintly men who have been given the illustrious title of Doctor of the Church. And although you may not be able to recite the entire list of Doctors of the Church, everyone knows about, or at least has heard about, the great saint that I would like to speak about today. A renowned Doctor of the Church whose feast we celebrated only a few days ago. Of course, I am talking about Saint Augustine of Hippo. Many remember the brilliant teachings of Saint Augustine, and many again surely know him for his miraculous conversion to Christianity. In fact, he wrote a book which is now called The Confessions of Saint Augustine that describes in great detail what tremendous trials he had to go through to overcome himself, to cast off the old man, as we say, and to put on the new man. In many ways, he was the prodigal son that returned to his father, his heavenly father. He was the lost sheep that our Lord found and brought back to the fold. In one meditation book, the author outlines his life in a threefold manner, and I will try to mirror that outline in the sermon. The first point that he elaborates on is the estrangement of Saint Augustine from God, or Saint Augustine's wayward life before conversion. Saint Augustine was richly endowed with natural gifts. He had rare eloquence and a profound and subtle genius. But these were useless to him, and worse than that, because the sense of his superior talents and the praises that he received filled him with pride and estranged him from God and from humble submission to the church. And he cast himself into the heresy of the Manichaeans. Having lost the fear of God, he became the slave of his passions and led a sinful life till he was 30 years old. His great genius did indeed make him feel the shame of being thus enchained by vice, and he blushed for himself because he desired to be free, but he did not have the strength to do it. It needed a miracle of grace to bring him back to God. We know from spiritual writers that pride is the root of all evil. When a man has great achievements, but in his success he allows pride to take hold, he is blinded to any of his faults and loses the great merit that he could be gaining. But Saint Augustine was able to overcome his pride and vice. There is, of course, a very strong message that we should take away from this part of his life, that no matter how great or how many our sins, if we truly repent of our sinful ways as he did, we can always turn back and take up again the road to salvation. And the second point on Saint Augustine's life, as outlined in the meditation book, is entitled by the author, Saint Augustine's Return to God. The next phase of his life is his conversion. It cost Saint Augustine a long and severe struggle before he broke his chains and triumphed over his habits of sin. He says in his confessions that these habits had become a sort of second nature, that it seemed impossible for him to become chaste, to live in sobriety and purity, but that this fancied impossibility was really only a want of energetic will and a neglect of prayer on his part. I was like, he said, to a man who wishes to rise at a certain hour, and when the time comes, instead, yields to the pleasure of giving way and falls asleep again. But grace at last triumphed over this habitual sinner, and he became the model of true penitence. The most glorious champion of the faith, a scourge of the heretics, the light and one of the most illustrious fathers of the church. We should be grateful toward God for finding ourselves in the true faith. But it can happen that we become lax, or we take it for granted. We make excuses for the silliest reasons, and we know it. Idleness is the devil's workshop, as they say, and it is true that the one who gives in to self-indulgence, to idleness, to complacency, is going to become lukewarm in the faith. God himself told us in Scripture, "Be ye hot or be ye cold, but the lukewarm I will begin to vomit out of my mouth." Yes, becoming lax in the faith is the first step down a slippery slope that brings with it all kinds of small faults and weighs us down and seems to make us feel that we cannot go on. Some people worry about not being able to convert those around them who do not have the true faith, and we should strive to do all that we reasonably can to help them, but it starts with us. It starts with our own spiritual foundation. It's all God's grace that works the conversion, and he will do that through us if we are strong in the faith. But if we are lax, if we are weak in our faith, if our spiritual foundation is not set firmly upon the rock of our faith, then how can we expect to draw anyone else to the faith? When we are spiritually strong ourselves, we lead, first of all, by example. And St. Augustine was so outstanding because not only did he completely turn around his spiritual crisis, he also converted many other heretics in his lifetime. And that brings us to the third and final point of St. Augustine's life, his love for God. In this third stage of his life, we see him advancing in wisdom and knowledge and holiness. St. Augustine is usually represented holding a burning heart in his hand as a symbol of his ardent love, a love which was principally manifested by his zeal. From the day of his baptism, which he received at the age of 32 from the hands of St. Ambrose, he never ceased for the 43 remaining years of his life to preach and write. He brought many sinners back to God. The many heretics and schismatics, so numerous in his day, he brought back to the unity of the faith. He who had been steeped in sin and vice so changed his life that even those who had previously known of his scandalous ways were drawn back to the love of God through him. The influence of his zeal is still felt. It has survived him over the centuries. It has survived in his innumerable ascetic and dogmatic writings. So too the great religious orders which he founded survived him. So what is it that we can take away from his life? Well, of course, many things, but if it is one thing that we should especially seize upon, it is this: that we should have zeal for our personal sanctification. Never give up hope in the grace of God. Many a story we have that tell us the tale of some wretched sinner so lost in his own world of hate and sin that he doesn't even desire to let God's grace flow freely through his heart. No, he would almost rather be damned for all eternity than be sorry for his atrocities. And when we think surely all hope is lost, God snatches that poor sinner on the brink of self-destruction from the clutches of Satan. As mentioned, it took a miracle of God's grace to change the heart and mind of a brilliant man, but a miracle it was. And now we rejoice with St. Augustine, who in turn prays for us and rejoices for all eternity in a well-earned paradise. St. Augustine, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.